Chuba Hubbard's coach called it a legit hamstring. Hubbard hurt it in one-on-ones on Wednesday, August 12th, had an MRI, and is now week to week, per the team's own training camp reporting at Panthers.com. He was held out of Saturday's game at Buffalo, and with him sidelined, Jonathan Brooks took the first team backfield. That last sentence is why this matters. The June red on Hubbard was never about talent. It was a usage question. He had a genuine career year on the ground two seasons ago, then collapsed to 134 carries for 511 yards and a single rushing touchdown last year, and Carolina's stated plan was a committee built to shift toward Brooks, Hubbard opening as the early down lead while Brooks grows into a featured role. We said the carry split was the whole question. This week, the split answered without a snap from Hubbard. Brooks played with the first-team offense in Buffalo, and the beat noticed. Clutch Points framed Hubbard's injury as having a Week 1 silver lining. Dave Canales did offer the calmer half of the story. Very confident he'll be ready for Game 1, trying to get him out there sooner than that, but again, we'll be smart about it, per Panthers.com. Worth remembering, too, that Hubbard did not play in the Hall of Fame game the week before either, when A.J. Dillon and Zonovan Knight carried the backfield work, per NFL.com, so he now has zero preseason touches while his understudy builds a live game case. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The timeline says he is fine for Week 1, but the injury is handing August's reps and the staff's trust building to the exact back the plan was already tilting toward, and hamstrings on week-to-week timelines have a way of costing more than a week. Two things for next week. Whether Hubbard gets back on the practice field at all, and how large Brooks's workload runs in the next preseason game, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.